up, sports fans, and welcome back to Low Expectations, the Gruderdahl podcast, brought to you by the No Laying Out Podcast Network. Tonight you've got Haley.
Hello.
Kiki.
What's up?
And me, Jen. So to kick things off tonight, we just wrapped up our event season this past Saturday at Clearview Park in New York. And we want to extend a huge, huge thank you to everybody who made this year's events possible. Of course, the wonderful courses. So we had Clearview Park Golf Course in Queens, New York. Guys, go there. It's so much fun. Calumet Country Club in Chicago. Also just an amazing scene. Widow's Walk in Scituate, Mass. And Clearview Park a bunch of times, actually. So we'll give them a special shout out. They're like family at this point, honestly. It felt really weird saying bye to Jeannie because I was like, should we hang out, you know, extracurricularly maybe? Like, do you want to get a
drink
sometime?
We kind of made plans, didn't we? Didn't we make plans in the off season?
Well, we wanted her to come to a weekend warm up or something to play, but her shoulder's all messed up.
Oh, yeah.
So she's got the shoulder. Her sister, Gigi, coincidentally, has a back injury. So golf is out of the question. But that, then I was like, well, maybe we could just get a drink somewhere. So I don't know. I'll miss them until we see them again, because it feels like the spring is going to be too far away. But they're really lovely there. And everywhere that we had an event this year, everybody was really wonderful. Oh my gosh. And I almost forgot Watchung. Watchung
Valley. I was just
going to
say.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of the marquee events and I almost forgot our very first scored event. So it was a historical year in Gruder Golf's history.
Yeah
Watchung. Historical too. In a history.
Watchung was beautiful. It was Watchung absolutely
was
beautiful.
So nice. So fun. Nice. Very hard. Very difficult course.
Learned a lot.
Widow's Walk
day.
Also very difficult, but I only played the first nine holes when I went there, and then we didn't have to play in the actual event. We also, I think, learned a very valuable lesson on Mixed Troubles Day, which is it's too exhausting to run the event and play in the event.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just forgot that we were going to have 100 people there. I thought it was going to be a small, intimate affair, and I thought we could do it all. And lessons learned. Learned a lot of lessons, honestly, this fall.
Well, because it was more structured, so it felt like people already knew what they were going to do, whereas traditionally in our events, I feel like we have to provide some entertainment and, like, just in case someone wants to stop playing golf completely, like, be available to hang out with them, you know?
Well, yeah, people don't necessarily come just for the golf at our other events. Yes. So, yeah, we have to be on hand to hang out.
So I was like, yeah, I know what everyone's going to be doing at Mixed Trouble, so we can probably just play. But, I mean, it was still – I'm glad that we played, but I just played so badly. Which is perfect for the Halloween episode. Before we get too far into the rest of the episode, want to say thank you to all the sponsors as well. Adidas Golf, of course. Arco's Golf Caddy. We talk about that sometimes. It's really cool. If you ever have any questions about it, let us know. It will make me a better golfer someday. I just don't know when. Wilson Golf, Jaded CBD, some of our members actually too, Callaway, Five Iron Golf, Dormy Workshop, Solo Golf, Case, Stymie, Asher, Robinson Lane, Set and Drift, Bobo's Bars, New Belgium, a special shout out to the Fruit Smash, of course, the favorite drink that I discovered this year, and last but certainly not least, our quote unquote big brothers at No Laying Up, Big Brother, Big Sister program. we already were talking a little bit about the events, but did you guys have any standout times from any of the events? Any lessons learned? Any, you know, favorite moments, favorite prizes?
It's hard to say if it's just because of the recency effect, but I really thought this past Saturday was potentially my favorite event, the Candy Corn Classic in New York City. It was just really high energy. A lot of great costumes, the Halloween spirit oozing out of people like a wound that you cannot heal, according to Jen.
My mom watched the video.
A wound that you cannot heal, and then you go, ever.
Ever. You can't.
A chronically unhealed wound. But there was a lot of that, though, and it was it was great. It was really so fun. I was like dying laughing the whole day. It was awesome. We were drinking a lot of whiskey too, so that helped.
That had nothing to do with it. A lot of sincere feedback and outreach, both in the moment and after the fact too, which, you know, we see in different ways at every event. But yeah, I agree with the recency effect. I feel like this past weekend really just, you know, sealed in the 2021 event season. Tied a nice little bow on it to send us off into the off season. really felt very special. Got to be honest, though, the last 6 weeks, a bit of a blur. Can't really pick out much from, you know, mid-August until now.
I can't believe that was only 2 months of our lives. Like, I feel like the fall didn't happen at all. It was all just like one very short week.
Well, that's because we were coming back, unpacking, and then re-going on another event trip every single weekend, basically.
On the road, traveled just like tour players. Honestly, we a lot like tour players. We went on tour. Well, we will be going on tour, which we'll get into a little bit later. But I forgot until we were just talking about it a moment ago with our manager, Joel, from Adidas. Shout out to Joel. But I forgot about the guys driving from Iowa for Chicago. Yeah, I thought that was pretty special. That was really impressive. Wow, you know, it came all the way? That's amazing. Thank you.
Funny because it didn't feel that crazy in the moment because I'm like, oh, of course people are coming in from all over. But thinking about it after the fact, I'm like, that's not a short drive. And they had another friend from Minnesota come in. So like it was a multi-state affair, all coordinating around this one weekend. First time Cruder Golf, you know, guests. So that's another thing that I would say was just a standout for me. Was just seeing so many new, fresh faces out there. I think in New York, you know, we've gotten comfortable with the crowd there. We, of course, still see new faces all the time in New York. It's constantly growing, sort of the group that we've tapped into there. But being in Boston and Chicago, obviously leaned heavily on our networks there, but still plenty of people that we don't know at all.
Exactly.
So that's always just really, it's really heartwarming, honestly, to like find out that people like, see us on the internet and then like trust us enough to host an event. And then come
it's like,
surprising always.
Cool. Oh, God. Speaking of new people, I almost completely forgot to mention Hooper Golf Course, which is like, what's wrong with my brain?
I snuck it in there, but you guys didn't hear me.
I just straight up didn't even read it. Just so you guys know, we did the outline like a minute ago. It was all in my head, honestly. We had it planned out. We've been talking about it, but just not written down. And if it's not written down, it honestly doesn't get done.
I wasn't sure if we were going all the way back to August.
Yeah, we were. This is whole year, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, Hooper, I actually really wanted to make it back up there for foliage. But as the fall goes, the
fall's
foliage,
over.
Falls over, yeah, pretty much. Now the weather like turned. The second our events were over, the weather turned really nasty. Everywhere, meaning where I am. So, and Kiki, so the weather was bad in Jersey right now.
Oh my god, it rained 3 inches today. Schools were closed.
Oh my god,
how do you know it rained 3 inches?
Well, that's what they were projecting. 3 inches of rain.
I was just wondering because I was like, when you said 3 inches, I felt kind of insecure because I was like, I don't know how many inches we've gotten. Like I haven't. No, I didn't measure.
No, that was like on the – no, because it was a big news thing because the schools were closed. Like it was raining hard. It was like a snow day but like a rain day because it was seriously such torrential, insane storming today all day.
Did you have that as a child?
No, never.
We had a cold day once.
Yeah, we'd have close cold days every once in a while.
Yeah. One day, actually, the pipes froze in my high school. Yeah. And so we all drove up and then they were turning everybody around. It was sick.
Yeah.
It's like the dream come true. Pulling up to school and then being like, school's closed today. Like, what?
That's something out of a movie.
Yeah, sweet. I also thought that, I mean, I was thinking this as we wrapped up on Saturday that, you know, at the beginning of the year, it was, you know, not a foregone conclusion that we'd get to keep doing events. You know, we were still kind of in like a weird territory. Like the first event, was I fully vaccinated yet? No.
No,
not fully.
No, we couldn't do the after party. We couldn't like go inside or mingle or anything like that.
Yeah, there's no inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have come a long way this year.
And the first event back in, was that in May? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was May and then June was arguably the most special too because we hadn't seen anybody. We hadn't done anything in so long. So like that, it's hard. It's easy to forget because it was so long ago, but it was great.
Yeah, that was
both of the magic. New York City events at the beginning of the year were just like.
Oh, and that was my 30th birthday weekend too. So I loved that. I loved that day.
Yeah, I loved it too.
So much fun. I'm just giggling, just thinking about it. Just being, so much fun. Margaritas and Mulligans this year was awesome too.
Yeah.
Really, really fun. Big wait list.
Yeah, big wait list for that.
First time, actually, well, second time having a live animal, but first time having it be successful. I'm sure that everybody who's listening right now is probably aware at this point of our magician mishap in, what was that, 2019? The carnival?
Swingers. The carnival.
We like to do, we traditionally would do like an indoor five iron party at some point in the winter. And the first year we did, we called it the Swingers Clinic, and it was like a Valentine's Day. And by that, I mean, it was just like in February.
I think we should do that again at Valentine's Day.
Definitely, definitely. Well, we won't be doing a carnival again because we did a circus theme. The next year, like, and by circus theme, I mean Britney Spears circus. So that's what we wore. And that was the
extent. We all went to Dry Bar.
Got blowouts and fake eyelashes and hosted a party.
And top hats.
The mistake, though, the biggest mistake was that we, not that we got a magician, but that we got a cheap magician. Because the magician was really creepy and made
so
the guests feel
weird.
Very uncomfortable. Couldn't do any magic. He messed up every trick, and he had these two.
He had tranquilized animals.
Yeah, he had a dove and a bunny, and like people were just passing them around the entire night.
They were like limp animals. They were like so drugged up. It was so weird and sad.
I still can't believe you went to his car alone with him.
Because he asked me to help him. He was like, "Oh, I need to put because we were like, oh, too bad you can't stay, you know, like." And he was like, well, I probably, if I could just, you know, I got the animals. So, you know, I don't know. It's kind of cold out. I was like, yeah, it's way too cold to leave the animals. He's like, actually, could you help me bring them down? He had this like big magician's kit. And I was in the tiny elevator of Five Iron with him and the animals. And I was like, this is unsafe. This is very unsafe. This is a bad idea. So yeah, if you're going to get a magician for a party, like just don't cheap out. I still, and I know that you guys are going to fight me on this, but I will never give up on wanting to get like a reptile person to come.
I knew you were going to say
Margaritas and Mulligans, like an animal man.
I'm fine with
woman.
That.
Have someone like, then you can get like snakes all over people, like iguanas. Do you guys ever have a birthday party that had like the animal guy come?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. I had a few of those. I had the monkey. I had a pony one time. I was obsessed with animals. That was like my number one interest. Number one interest was just petting people's dogs.
I had a few of those, meaning like you personally had multiple years like the birthday parties for you.
Not events that you attended, like you personally like had those parties.
Well, hosted the parties. I mean, I did. And there are costume parties usually too, because I have the Halloween birthday. So I never wanted the costume party, but I did.
Because the Halloween wasn't like enough of a built-in theme for your birthday party.
Yeah, it was, if you look at pictures, it was a wild scene because it was like people in costumes, but also people with wild animals like draped on them.
Where were they hosted?
At my house. They have people that will like come to your house with like a bunch of animals, which is kind of crazy. There was one that got hot after I kind of grew out of it. It was called Barn Babies, where it would be like a baby goat and like a baby chicken, like chick, and other baby farm animals.
A baby goat.
Baby chicken, like a chick.
There was some sort of melody to that.
And then they'd put them in like little pens and stuff. So, I mean, listen. Oh, actually.
Anyway.
Well, could I say one more thing about baby animals?
And then we're done.
So, wait, are you guys on TikTok? Do you watch TikToks? Oh my God, it's so fun. But they're one of Nick's favorite TikTok genres is like these things called little moos. And they're like these little tiny baby cows. They're really, really, really cute and they're really beautiful. And I just want to tell you about the little moos. Reminded me of Barn Babies.
All right, send us the link.
We should cut that. Anyway.
You're frozen.
No, I was just making a face because you guys stopped talking and just looked at me.
No. You were frozen.
Oh, was I? Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you guys just weren't talking anymore. And I was like, okay, I guess the little moves didn't go over so well.
No.
I was like, all right, I'm an idiot. Thought that that would get a better reaction, honestly. Thought you'd be like, oh my God, cute. Like, show us. You know? Like, all right, yep, send us the link. But as we've been talking, our big conversation has been, you know, differentiating ourselves in 2022. And I think that animals is one way to do that.
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe get some baby moves involved, mini ponies.
One thing I think the listeners might like to hear is that, you know, now that we have closed off our events for this year, you know, it's the time of the year we can sit down and really start planning again for the next year, how to make these events better with or without animals to be determined. But that leads us to the next topic of tonight's conversation, which is we're hot off a merch call of among the three of us, but
big merch call tonight.
big merch meeting. But yeah, the merch palace is absolutely depleted. Kirsten, I have never seen Kirsten shine as much as she did the last two events, where we decided to switch up the format of what we do during the event when we don't play in them. Mm-hmm. The last two events, we hopped on a golf cart. No, the last three events, I'm sorry. We started in Chicago. Hopped on a golf cart, threw all the merch on board, set Kiki off, and you know, every week there was a different promotion that she was running. It started out with a free beer if you bought something. It graduated to, you know, shots of whiskey. The last one, we had some free Callaway hats to give away. You changed your tactic actually halfway through, where you kind of do some reverse psychology with the attendees. You're like, if it doesn't fit, if it's not perfect, don't get it. Don't buy it. And this is like,
well, I do feel passionate about that though, because you want somebody to be obsessed with what they're buying and then wear it and then talk about it. That's like kind of the whole point.
It also establishes trust with the customer, which I think is more important than anything. So I love to see it. I was, you know, able to bear witness to the evolution of it, and, you know, excellent job. So yeah, we are out of everything, basically.
Out of everything. So, we sold everything.
Yeah. So it's great. Just sat down to, which I like, because I think we kind of need a reset. We want to figure out what are our most beloved items that we always want in the shop versus ones that we want to do more limited edition runs of. We have a lot of good ideas. You know, I think we've mentioned it before, the supply chain issues are real. So we can't make any promises as to when these goods will be made available in the merch palace, but the wheels are turning. We'll be putting them into motion, you know, in the coming days and weeks. But yeah, we're excited. We're going to get some beanies in the winter season. I think those we'll be able to have in time for winter. I don't know. Are we sharing what we're getting?
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should tell everybody. I mean, like, because that was the big, you know, what color beanies are we going to get? You know,
we had to do a stack ranked vote.
Yeah, everyone had to not talk to each other for 2 minutes and write down their top five choices, which we've never done before.
It was difficult.
I couldn't find a pen and paper. I'd use a chalkboard.
Yeah, but it worked. I mean, we got to an answer.
This office sucks.
Oh yeah, I'm sitting here in my office, don't have a single piece of paper or a pen. Well, Leonard's been chewing my rug a lot, so I've been bringing my office chair out to my kitchen, and then all my supplies as well. But I mean, I don't have pens or paper, but I do have two jars of candy corn that I've been kind of eating here and there. Tis the season. But yeah, I'm pleased with what we've come out with the beanies. We've got a bright neon green.
Yeah. Well, again, I don't want to give it away. And I also, you know, with supply chain issues, we might not know what's available or not available. The person I was speaking with, he didn't like suggest any of that, but you never know. And I, you know, I don't want to jinx us or make any promises that we can't keep. But
that's true.
We are going the route of colorful beanies. We can at least say that. Mm-hmm. Just to mix it up, the navies and greens and grays that we've had for the last couple of years. We're getting head covers for the first time.
Really fun. Very unique, really exciting.
Yes, they're hand knit.
They're very special.
USA. Yeah, this collaboration or this partnership came out of my first time doing anything in Chicago. This was in July when we did a little mini event with New Club Golf and First Tee of Greater Chicago. We did a little happy hour party with them. Actually, no golf was involved, so just a little. Little teaser, but I met this great lady. Lady makes her sound like she's old. She's not. She's our age. Her name is JC. She's the president of Jan Craig Head Covers, which has a story not dissimilar to our own. It's her grandmother that started it, I think in the 1960s. I forget what year, but what's cool about it is that she very much started it in a similar way that we started Gruger Golf, in the sense that she had started playing golf with, I think, her boyfriend at the time, who then became her husband, shout out to Bert. And they were like avid golfers, very much obsessed. All of their friends played. And she started making head covers for her clubs. And then her friends started asking her for head covers, and she just kept making them. She would never charge anyone, but it got to a point where she just couldn't keep up with the demand. And so Bert said, why don't you make this a business? One thing that really I really identified with in the legacy, this is all on their website, which is why I know so much about it. But something that I really identified with on the website is that it said she never really had a business plan, which really makes me think of the beginning days of Brutal Golf. And us just starting it because, you know, we wanted to do something for our friends and we couldn't keep up with demand. And then we had to start a company. But anyway, they're hand knit, based out of Chicago now. And they're really beautiful, very high quality. She made some for us with the Grutter Golf logo on them in our colors, navy, green, and white. So what we're going to do is get a handful for the winter season, kind of leading up to Christmas and the holidays. We're just going to do a really, really limited run, more than anything, to gauge interest and kind of treat it as a pre-order. So if it's of interest to you, make sure you're paying attention to the emails. Probably Instagram will announce when they are made available on the site, because the first 12 people will be able to get them in hand this year. Everything else will be treated as a pre-order for next year, early next year, but still won't be there for the holidays. So keep an eye out for that. Very excited about that. What
they're
else
so cute
about?
And fun. They remind me of like little Muppets.
They're so
like
cute.
Hand knitted, and they have like pom poms on them, like very like voluptuous pom poms. They're really fun. Yeah, I really love it.
They have and a lot
got
of personality.
Kind of like an old school flair. Yeah, yeah, it's nice.
Exactly.
They're really lovely.
So yeah, we're gonna do a lot of t-shirts. We're fresh out of t-shirts. We heard everyone loud and clear, especially at the last event in New York. We're running low on a lot of the popular sizes, so you know. We're going to adjust how much we buy of certain sizes and come back bigger than ever. And, you know, hopefully by the end of 2021, we'll get up maybe early 2022. But yeah, if there's any items that you want to see, hit us up and let us know, because we will make it.
Touch.
Use the suggestion box, you guys.
Jen is literally begging you. Whoever's
no,
listening
no
to
offense,
this, please.
Like, but just like, what's up with no one, not one single person after I very nicely asked last time. So I'm taking a different approach and I'm saying, like, fucking suggest something to us. Drop us a line. Come on.
There's a million ways to reach us. Give everyone your phone number.
617. I feel like so many people, have my phone number anyway. It's like not even a secret. Were we talking about this last weekend? How many phone numbers, like, people have, like, I have so many phone numbers of, like, everybody I've ever been in a bathroom line with. Like, is in my phone. So that's why when I don't have someone's number, I'm actually pretty shocked. But yeah, I have people that I just have no idea. I have a lot of just like straight first names.
The first names are the worst.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wait, Haley, Jack Nicklaus had the Jan Craig head covers on his back.
Oh my God. Yeah, sorry. That was probably something I should have mentioned. Yeah, he did. He was like one of the first celebs. There's a few tour players that have him on now. I kind of forget who, but we're talking to JC next Tuesday to kind of lay out our partnership plan. Members, I should also mention this, members will be receiving a 15% discount on Jan Craig head covers when you spend $100 or more. That's actually live now, but we're going to be announcing it and making kind of a more intentional push around that in November. So more to come for Jan Craig. I see a long and prosperous relationship between the two great companies.
Two great companies. Yeah, it's very exciting. It's exciting to be kind of in, you know, the post-event, you know, time of the year, because I think that this is traditionally the time of year when we have a lot of ideas. And actually, tonight, as our special Halloween episode, we are going to scare you with some of the documents that we've prepared in years past and the ideas that we've had for both Grutter Golf and for just golf in general, because it really is kind of scary to look at again, honestly. So where do we want to start? Do we want to start on the Grutter Golf internal brainstorming document from August/September 2017?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're kind of going in chronological order a little bit. Oh, and also I just found a really good one. We have to add this in.
Which one is it?
Sorry. It's called IG Storyboard.
Oh, good. Okay.
I can only imagine what's on there.
Every once in a while, I'm like, I need to get more organized with the Instagram. And then, so the brainstorming document, this was this was weirdly like before our very first like quote unquote event anyway, right? This was when we like had diner.
No, this was after we had the fall outing, which is 12 people, and then the candy corn classic.
No, this would have been before. So August/September 2017, Kiki, we hadn't thrown a single event. We had started an Instagram account. We started the Instagram account, and that was it.
You're right.
We went golfing. We started playing golf.
We had four copies of this document, and we all four of us with Donna went to the diner near your guys' place on East 36. Went to the diner with these documents in hand before the event that day.
Yeah, you're right.
The Murray Hill Diner. We didn't really read them or do anything with them, but we had them in hand.
You're right.
And so the introduction is this, and I like distinctly remember writing this. It's called brainstorming document. And on the bottom of every page, it says confidential in big red letters. The Gruder Golf, one word at this time, the Gruder Golf brand has taken the East Coast by storm over the course of summer 2017. We have seen firsthand that the Gruder Golf lifestyle resonates with a vast and diverse swath of the millennial population. Grassroots efforts thus far have been remarkably effective through both the Instagram account, in parentheses, Gruder Golf, and, of course, word of mouth. Mostly word of mouth. This document has been created to keep track of the many conversations happening between key stakeholders on topics including mission, branding, PR, marketing, expansion, monetization, and the future of the brand.
Pretty legit, actually.
I mean, yeah, it sounds good, but it's like all a load of hogwash.
That's how we started. We don't deny that.
The mission statement hasn't changed that much.
No, it hasn't.
Pretty real quick before we go any deeper, I think it's also exciting to call out the fact that the logo that takes up the first half of the first page is like the very first ever draft of the Gruder Golf logo. And
We
should post it. It's actually, I mean, it's so funny, but it says Gruder Golf Girls in like that's cursive writing. But how funny that we even went by Gruder Golf Girls. We obviously dropped the girls at one point. We brought it back in, but I don't know.
There's literally a comment right here that says, from Erin, I agree with removing girls from the logo.
I mean, she's right. And here we are. And that's what we did.
Anyway, there's a whole section called branding. And one of the bullet points is men. Okay, I've been doing some thinking. While the mission and brand will obviously target women, we need to figure out a way to capitalize on the male intrigue that the brand is fostering.
It's true. That was a major concern at the beginning.
But just the, okay, I've been doing some thinking.
I wrote that.
Okay. Obviously you did.
This was a diary entry.
And then underneath, maybe we can have a co-ed invitational once our games improve. For now, I think the co-ed mixers are a great way to get men involved. But very good foresight from us. Yeah. You know?
Ooh, I like the Vogue 73 questions. I feel like we lost sight of that. We should bring that back.
I can't believe they were doing Vogue 73 questions that long ago.
I know.
Well, there was no Instagram. There was an Instagram, obviously. sorry. But wasn't it shorter? Couldn't you, like, weren't videos only 30 seconds or something?
I have no idea. I think they were always on YouTube.
We should do a Vogue 73. That would be funny.
Yeah.
Promo videos, music videos. Can use this app called Video Star. Very easy, used by high schoolers and middle schoolers.
I mean, to be fair, that's where we're getting a lot of our inspiration for content is from the younger groups.
Oh, we never did sword fights with clubs. That's never been a piece of content that we've done. Air guitar, honestly, we don't utilize very often either.
We don't do that near. I mean, I'm honestly surprised we don't see more of that at our events as it is.
I think there's something about a club because, like, you almost want to flip the head to being on top if you're doing air guitar, but like.
But the weight's so off the knee.
That's the problem. I think that's the problem with it, you know?
That is the problem.
We'll workshop that.
One thing I can say on this list that I think we've done a good job of is working angles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Need to get on the ground more or on top of the cart. We still do that to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of miss anyway, there's Information Tuesdays. Those used to be pretty funny.
Oh yeah, we should maybe bring those back. Anyway, there's a lot of really, really funny stuff on here. There's like the early event descriptions were very funny. We used to have packages called the Arnold Palmer 18-hole package, which was a clinic and 18 holes of golf. the Michelle Wee Future Championship package, which was a clinic with 9 holes of golf, and then the Tiger Woods party package, where you played no golf and you just came to drink transfusions. And we sold that as a ticket option.
Did anybody do that?
I don't know.
I think some people would reach out and be like, I don't want to play golf. Can I just come and hang out? And we'd be like, yeah, sure. You have to buy a ticket, though.
Yeah, I think that's something. Well, we were kind of talking about it last Saturday, but I'm just going to tease it now, but potentially reworking some of the formatting of our events.
Yeah.
For sure. That could certainly be something that we offer.
I'm really laughing at the accounts to tag / interact with, because it's like pretty random, because the companies are just Callaway, Ping, Nike, and Adidas, which like that's a very limited
that's
list.
Probably all we knew at the time.
And then of the pros, and then 2 pros. And like, this is to tag / interact with. So tag these people in all the posts: Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, Danielle Kang, Lydia Ko spelled wrong, Koe, and Michelle Wee. Tag them in every post.
Danielle Kang, all caps.
Yeah, Danielle Kang in all caps. Well, mission accomplished, honestly, on that one.
Mm-hmm. Mission accomplished.
I don't even want to read the social media influencers because we're so far beyond. I don't even want to give them the time of day.
There's a lot of embarrassing / interesting content in there, but if you go all the way down to long-term goals, I think that's
it's such
funny.
A long. There's 11 pages in this document.
That's insane.
And it's the Grutter Golf Country Club. It was the first long-term goal. Yeah. We knew that right away after having one event with 12 people. We were like, we need a country club someday.
Do you want to read some of the elements of the country club?
Loose dress code. Loose dress code. All golf tour cards have smart TVs that play music videos.
That's a really good idea, honestly.
Well, Jen, that was your idea.
Yeah. Fully stocked coolers built into each cart. 8 people can tee off together at the same time. Pool and a hot tub. Several bars with Irish-only bartenders. Many cart boys driving around with beverages, specifically White Russians.
Okay, that's disgusting. I'm gonna wheel back that one a little bit, because I cannot think of anything grosser than a White Russian on the golf course.
On like a hot, sweaty golf day, yeah.
Should we start ordering those like as a joke? Hey, you guys got cocktails on there? Got a White Russian?
Wait, why do we have Danny DeVito as a celebrity guest appearance?
Only two celebrities, only Larry two David celebrities. Danny DeVito.
Anyway. All right.
Oh my so god. Good. Wait, also funny, in the Grutter Golf training camp idea, women only, in parentheses, discounts for single women. Why? if it's ladies only, why do you get a discount if you're single?
Wait, what? Or was that like as opposed to signing up as a pair?
Why?
It wouldn't make any sense at all. All right. Well.
That's pretty funny, though. Oh, man. Wow, that's actually a really good idea. Bonding exercises. I wonder what we meant by that.
Trust falls.
We should do those at in Casa de Campo.
Yeah.
I do think we should move on to the next. Yeah.
What the New Year's Eve, December 2018 to-do list?
Yeah.
Can I just start off by saying Jen and Kiki were together for this New Year's Eve. There's 21 items on this list.
It's called a to-do list. It's not even like a year-long planning document. It's like a day to-do list.
The day of New Year's Eve to-do list. There's 3 items
before
that are
crossed out.
Before the year's out.
In all fairness, you know, some of these things, I don't even know. One of them is find an accountant, which took us to this year to do.
Yeah. Internship. We didn't do that yet.
Okay. We actually asked, though. We have put out a story every once in a while for the past like 3 years saying, does anybody want to be our intern? But like no one takes it seriously. It's always like, yeah, like I'll do it. But it's like, no, seriously, like we want somebody to be a little intern for us, you know?
Yeah. So if anybody actually knows someone –
If you know somebody that is like, first of all, number one, doesn't care to get paid, but wants to be in on something from the ground level that has some sort of, you know, like tech skills of some sort, you know, like video stuff is really big.
Or just social media stuff, though.
Yeah. Or just like knows how to make a TikTok even. I think that's too late for that. But yeah, those types of things.
I think we just need to go to the NYU job board.
Yeah.
And find
people can be funny on the internet. Don't need to play golf at all, actually. Preferably a non-golfer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the things on this list too, though, is a US Open media pass / travel. So we play golf for 1 year and we were like, we should be going to the US Open and the men's US Open, I presume, as media for this.
Definitely.
A lot of foresight in this document.
The guide to the green, which we are working on. Still working
kombucha
on.
Kombucha sponsorship.
We almost had one of those, right?
I think we should resurrect that idea. I think a kombucha sponsorship would be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you accidentally talking to like a kombucha, like non-alcoholic beverage that you almost had donated to our
family? No, that was non-alcoholic beer, which like no shade to Athletic Brewing at all. Like I appreciate it. And actually, we probably should get in touch with them just to, you know, because some people do like non-alcoholic beer. But personally, like I don't really, because I don't really love like beer enough to drink it without there being alcohol in it, probably. Without I don't know. That benefit? Having said that, I've never had a non-alcoholic beer, so on purpose. So yeah. I don't know. We'll put that on the back burner. But yeah, some people like that, so maybe. But I would love a kombucha, you know, hard or soft kombucha, honestly. That'd be really useful.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
Great mixer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, should we go to the next one?
What is that, the IG storyboard?
Yes.
You guys hear me eating this candy corn?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll stop. I didn't think anybody could hear it. It's like soft, but I'm a loud chewer. Like even when something's soft, I don't know why it's bad.
Talking with your mouth just like half full.
I've been having one candy corn at a time. And I didn't even tell you guys I was going to keep this in, but now that you were mentioning it, I got one that was all yellow, which I've never seen before. Like triangle, still full triangle. So the content that's on this like media planning IG storyboard is just all GIFs. Technically no discounts, but everything is for sale. Great, great pitch.
Not on sale.
For sale.
To be fair, we still do that.
Well, we can't have sales. You know, our prices are already as low as they can possibly be.
Already basement dollar. Well, I do think it's funny. It illustrates, you know, Jen wanting to get ahead of posting content, get a little bit more organized, like you said. I think you probably just learned there's a lot to it. Actually, I think one of your biggest takeaways that I've heard you say more so this year than any other year is you just got to post it on the fly, especially during
just
the event.
Toss it up. Yeah. Toss it up. Don't think about it. Yeah. Also, what's funny looking at this, which is a Google Doc with pictures and like captions underneath them, you can save drafts in Instagram. Like, why wouldn't you just? It's so much harder to go.
It might not have been a feature back then.
Oh yeah, true. Those could have been the olden days, but yeah, I can't imagine because to do that back then too, I probably wouldn't have had Google Docs on my phone. I probably would have had to go to my desktop computer, send the picture via email, and then like take it via email onto my phone and then post it, which would have been dumb. Golf City, the TV show that we want to make, which actually...
Are you going to give your disclosure?
Oh, yeah, guys. Okay. So as we're sharing these many ideas, if you take any of them, we'll sue the shit out of you. Donna is going to come for you so hard. I want to use like a succession quote right now, but they're all way too graphic. Like I wouldn't do any of those things to you, but I will make you wish that you were dead. If you take any, this is all our IP, intellectual property. It would just be scummy.
And here we are about to tell it to you and record it.
We're going to tell you, but I feel like that's the disclaimer that you need. It's like, this, you can't use these ideas.
This is our IP.
Keep in mind.
Intellectual property.
In case you don't know what that is. I just learned it kind of recently. I feel like people were throwing it around a little bit willy-nilly. But yeah, we'll tell you all the ideas. Well, I feel like also, we don't get any like hate mail except for that one guy that said that the podcast was boring in the review.
Oh, the reviews. No, he didn't even say it was boring. He said but I'll keep listening.
Yeah, he was like, this is really stupid. And he gave it 3 stars, which like, why even bother leaving a review?
But he talked himself into listening in it. Like throughout the end review,
by the end of the review, he was gonna keep listening.
All right, so sir, if you're out there, just like, will you get in touch, please? Because I'm just dying to know too. Like, are you still listening? Like, what do you think? Have things improved? But yeah, you especially don't take these ideas. But anyway, we were gonna maybe produce a TV show. Working title was Golf City. Yeah, we still might do it.
I think we will.
So some of the situations. They're very specific, not based on real life. Late to a tea time. Wake up on the couch. Alarm goes off with 15 minutes until the tea time. Curb your enthusiasm. This is so hyper specific. Curb Your Enthusiasm is on the TV. Has been playing for only 4 hours. In parentheses, aka four hours of sleep. Lol. Weed/wine glasses on the table. Chug a glass of water and run out the door with golf bags. Smoking a roach. That's disgusting. That actually hasn't ever happened. And then calling the course and making up an excuse. So running a little bit late, hit a bit of traffic. I'm going to be honest. I still, if I'm late, I'm like, there's a little bit of traffic here.
Okay. Can I just say this? A version of this did happen in Scottsdale. when Kiki had a sleep in the car for the first 9 holes.
Had to take a small nap, you know.
We pushed our tee time back like 2 separate times. The starter, everyone basically at the course knew who we were when we rolled up because we had been so late. They're like, oh, you finally made it.
No, because we pushed it back, yeah, 3 times. And then they're like, listen, this is the latest you guys can go. And it was also like noon in Scottsdale. It was blazing hot. The very worst condition for a hangover.
Honestly, a little bit hot. It was dangerous.
The starter already moved them back a few slots when they weren't there 10 minutes ahead. Or an alternative situation. The starter says, start on 2. You guys always skip the first hole anyways, right? And then the response is, yes. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. When told to skip the first hole. So that was all just one episode. So if anybody wants to fund this show, we've got the idea.
Yeah.
The other one, also based on a true story, a guy invites you to golf. Is that a date?
Very unclear.
What to wear? Still always a question.
I mean, yeah, regardless of whether it's a date or not, still very confusing. Which I know is the next episode.
Assuming the guy is going to pay for the round when it's at a really nice club and he Venmo charges you in the first hole / at the turn. At the turn would be funny for TV because it's like, then that's when you know that it's not a date.
Right, but like you've spent 9 holes still debating it and maybe feeling good about it being a date. And then that happens.
Skirt too short for a club. Mm-hmm. Kiki, do you care to share your experience here?
Yeah, I went out and bought a brand new Nike golf outfit, shorts, polo, shoes, belt, like spent so much money. So excited. I was playing at Sleepy Hollow, actually, with Jared. Shout out, Jared. And Jared picks me up and he's like, we're going to have to buy you a skirt at the pro shop. And I was like, these are Nike golf shorts. Like, I literally just bought these. Had to borrow a skirt like that was down to my knees from another girl, and it fit terribly and honestly looked pretty bad to wear it the whole day. It's a real thing that happens.
Packing your golf bag. These are just like random one-liner scenarios. Packing your golf bag. Packing list. Speaker. Weed pen. Advil. Sunscreen. Concealer. And nips. No golf balls.
No glove.
Honestly,
no
chapstick.
No water. Yeah.
Ball marker. I don't think I had a ball marker like with me at all times, maybe until like this year. And still very often
still forget sometimes to have it in my pocket.
It's tough.
Proud of you for having sunscreen on the list.
Yep. Hey, always wear sunscreen, you know? Even though back then I probably wasn't wearing sunscreen either. So in the final document is just the 2020 ideas document.
Mm-hmm.
with just one item, which is one idea. This was the one idea from 2020. Create a new golfer. Take somebody who has never golfed, doesn't golf much, or hasn't golfed in years, which are three very different people, out for 9 holes. Pre-round interview and post-round interviews encouraged.
End of document.
End of document. Nothing else on there.
Well, to be fair, I think that was obviously pre-pandemic. And, you know, our
you know what? I'm glad we didn't spend a lot of time on it. Yes. It would have been a waste anyway.
Well, I still really want to do that, though, anyway. I think that people golfing for the first time is just very funny to watch. Questions and everything. If you get some funny people to do that.
Oh my God.
That would be
golfing this summer with my cousin. I mean, she'd been golfing here and there, but I wish I wrote down more of the things that she had said that day, because it was just, I was in stitches laughing. My favorite thing that she said that day was we were in the bathroom. She's like, wait a second, this isn't a girls only course. I was like dumbfounded because she just like saw the first man that day or something. I was like, what? Like, that doesn't exist. I'm actually happy that she thought it might, but definitely does.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, but there's barely anything that's girls only.
Yeah.
Or if it is.
Especially in golf.
Yeah, especially in golf. So yeah, those were the ideas that we had. As we get into, you know, the next few months, we're going to keep having some more ideas. So if you have an idea, I'll ask you again. I'll beg you again. Just like tell us. Just reach out.
Yeah, we want to bring you into this process.
Can somebody put the suggestion in the suggestion box?
I'll do it underneath a fake name.
Okay, fine. As long as you don't tell me.
I won't tell you, but, you know, maybe it just has, like, one has to come in to, you know, open the floodgates or something.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get you your comments.
Maybe we'll start planting fake ones so that people are like, oh, I heard it on the podcast, and then, you know, and I want mine said too. So
some people don't like
the next one you hear. Yeah. The next one you hear, you might not even know if it's real or fake. Maybe we made it up. Maybe it's real.
Ooh, so. One thing I think we should say is that we won't reveal who you are if you don't want us to.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It can be totally anonymous. It doesn't need to, you can just say whatever you want.
Maybe that's deterred people in the past.
Yeah, well, the only – there's, like, a name. You have to enter a name and, like, where you're, quote-unquote, calling from. Those have asterisks. But, like, obviously you can lie.
Yeah. You can make up anything you want.
It's whenever there's a form – like, a field – form field? Form field? Is it form field?
Is it?
Stop saying it as if it's one word.
Okay. But it's not field form, right? It's form
field.
No,
it's not field form.
Okay. Okay. So, okay. Listen, guys – we're on the end of a, you know.
To be fair, I'm asking too.
Okay, form. Okay, whenever there's a form, field that has that just wants letters in it, you can do whatever letters you want, and that will still satisfy the asterisk. So,
yes,
unless it's like numbers. Numbers are tricky because sometimes it's like, you know, zip code, whatever.
They're gonna figure it out.
So yeah, you can lie if you want to. I mean, in a way, it does kind of feel like the year is over, like the event year. Mm-hmm. Now we're just getting business mode.
Mm-hmm. I'm really honestly excited to get into business mode. I feel like there's a lot of stuff that we've been talking about that we need to do, and we like just haven't had any time, because every week we're just preparing for the 100-person event that's right ahead of us. So
we got a lot of wildly
disorganized. I feel like I've let things slip through the cracks. I'm not proud of that. All right. So that's all we got for you all tonight. I'm sure that's quite enough out of us.
Pretty much all we can handle.
Yeah. And we'll chat with you next week. We should get a guest next week. Let's see who we can get on to ask about their Halloween. All right. But guys,
I thought we have Randy.
There's something to look forward to, everybody. Didn't we have another teaser that we wanted to tease? Oh, we're going to be making a huge announcement, guys, at the end of the year. But we're not going to make it till December, late December. So, and it's big.
You're not going to believe it.
You won't believe your eyes. You'll be shocked. There's a spooky cliffhanger for you for your Halloween. But having said that, we hope you really enjoy your Halloween. Hope you eat plenty of candy corn. Hope none of the candy that anyone gets has like weird things in it. You know, that was always a thing. It was like, Would your parents ever like check your candy or something, or do they tell you to do that?
Oh, kind of, yeah, actually.
People like put razor blades in Halloween candy sometimes.
Yeah,
or maybe that happened one time. I don't know, but that was a fear.
There was
like,
a
you
fear
couldn't
that
eat anything that was like mess, like the wrapper a little messed up. Like, chuck that.
That's fair. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope that doesn't happen to anybody. Haley hopes that it does.
I absolutely do not hope. I just don't think it happens that often.
Well,
but it did remind me that one time there's a story of people putting needles in strawberries, but I don't think anyone's giving strawberries on Halloween, so I think we're safe there.
Haley just hates strawberries, and she's going to do anything she can to smear.
That's strawberries.
People comment, honestly, learning that I hate strawberries, that will get people to comment in the suggestion box. No, it was like in New Zealand or something.
Haley hates strawberries and raspberries and many other kinds of fruit, actually.
I'm not a fruit person. Although I do have blueberries in my fridge right now.
Lucky.
I haven't touched them.
Send them up here.
But they're in there.
That's fun. All right. Well, that's it. Hang loose. Swing easy. We'll see you out there. We love you. Thank you for listening. Really, truly
appreciate
it. Thank
you for coming to our events. For those of you that did.
Thank you so much. And if you couldn't and it wasn't your fault, then we're sorry.
We'll do better next year.
Okay, that's it.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I just want to see if you gonna lie or you gonna love me. I was getting bras way before I got the money. Honey, since I've been a star, they don't love me. The ceiling got stars when the star got no ceiling. Stick it out, poke it out. Stick it out, poke it out. Yeah, she got a little bus, so what? Big bag, she can show enough. Stick it out, poke it out, poke it out. Stick it out, poke it out. My regard said the bras that thought I was done. Pick a side, and die in a jump. I've been letting things slide, they trying too hard. Cause I ain't left the city once, still travel abroad. Nigga, I'm back on my bar shit. The stick in the Honda Civic, we in the car service. I really just mind my business and pray that God sort them. Can't really be long-winded, you talking short money. Today we not cost-cutting, can you stick it out? Told me she was quarantining, brand new titties out. And there might be a couple weeks to make them bitches bounce. So I mean it when I be like, what's the turn around? No, really, turn around, okay. I just wanna see if you gon' lie or you gon' love me. I was getting bras way before I got the money. Honey, since I've been a star, they don't love me. The ceiling got stars when the star got no ceiling. Stick it out, poke it out. Stick it out, poke it out. Yeah, she got a little bus, so what? Big bag, she can show enough. Stick it out, poke it out. Yeah, stick it out, poke it out. Turn around, I wanna see. Do it look like how I look on IG? Bad from every angle, she got herself a trainer. I know that nigga can't help but take a little peek. Cold world and Folar and co-starring. We both flexing, Bo Jackson's, Bo Garden. These cap niggas that rap with piss po jargon. My latest whip, my latest chick was Bo Foreign. I know all my hoes miss me. I've been the shit since I hit elementary. She know who run it, the one that keep it hunted. To find a better nigga, you gon' have to live a century. Evidently, the coach can't bench me. The franchise player, I don't know how to miss. And they can't buy a layup, I'm anti what they are. I can't take my eyes off your pants, I swear. Girl, you shining like a damn Montclair. I'm thinking we should dip like the camera in air. If you the big stepper, I'm the landmine here. That's the one they know they can't come near. I just wanna see if you gon' lie, you gon' love me. I was getting bras way before I got the money. Honey, since I've been a star, they don't love me. The ceiling got stars when the star got no ceiling. Stick it out, poke it out. Stick it out, poke it out. Yeah, she got a little bus, so what? Big bag, she can show enough. Stick it out.